Hi, thanks so much for sending this message. I really appreciate it. I have two polar opposite reactions and feelings to the things you're expressing. On the one hand, you're just expressing so much just intense and immense pain that words cannot encapsulate. And whatever I'm going to say can't do justice to going through to the pain that you're going through. So I can try to share a couple of perspectives with Hashem, but ultimately, all we can do is just daven that Hashem should turn things around in a way that you should experience things in a beautiful, sweet way going forward, Bezrat Hashem, and not have to suffer all this tremendously, tremendously, these challenging times that you're going through. And on the other hand, I'm feeling tremendous, tremendous, just simcha and chizuk, encouragement from the message that you sent, because besides for expressing the pain you're going through, you expressed just the most incredible way that Hashem came through for you. So I'd like to just touch on both of these sides of the coin. Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's help, Hashem should send me the right words. So just first, I'd like to touch on the side, you know, of going through so much struggle, tremendous struggles that you've elaborated on. And like I say, the bottom line after everything's said and done is what you can do and what those around you can do for you is ultimately just daven to Hashem that things should change. That's what we're taught to do in this world. However, I would like to share just a few perspectives, and that is that sometimes, as we know, so many times we learn in our teachings and throughout Torah literature that, you know, this world is so, so small in comparison to the next world. And obviously still sometimes, even if we know that and we retain that perspective, it becomes still very difficult to deal with life and when things reach a certain point of suffering. Whilst at the same time, when we're able to just tap into that perspective just a little bit, it helps so much to realize that, remember, Hashem created this world just because He loves us. Hashem doesn't need us in this world. He could have created a world without human beings. And the reason He created human beings is just to give us good. And He puts us in this world just to give us the opportunity to earn eternity for ourselves. It helps a lot to try and digest what eternity is when we realize 120 years in this world is so small in comparison to forever. And you know, when we realize and able to retain even a little bit of that perspective, just at times, it can give us a lot of encouragement, chizuk, to continue the challenges. Sometimes, as the Sfarim teach, it's not about the smooth times, or rather, it's about the waves. As we have so many Torah teachings, I won't go through them now. We've gone through many of them in our recordings. But specifically, Hashem is giving us the highest opportunity when we go through the waves, the challenging times, and specifically to sometimes to the greatest of neshamas and the deepest of neshamas and the holiest of neshamas, He gives the highest opportunities. And yes, being given that opportunity, like the Maharal writes, based on the Gemara, that there were great Tanaim that were asked, would you rather go endure the suffering and get the great reward that you're going to get in eternity, or would you rather just forego the suffering and forego the reward? And they responded, we'd rather forego the suffering and forego the reward. It's too much for us to bear. Now, we're not dealing with people who don't have their brains, you know, thinking about Olam Haba. These are people that knew way more than us and were constantly mindful of the fact that they're going to a world of eternity. So certainly the nitty-gritty things of this world didn't interest them. So why didn't they want to go through suffering in this world in order to gain the highest place in eternity? And the Maharal answers a beautiful answer. He says, of course, after everything said and done, they did want the highest places in eternity, but they were worried that when they'd be sent suffering, that they may not respond with the appropriate emunah and bitachon. And that is a scary thought, because if we don't respond appropriately, then yes, we can miss the opportunity and chas v'shalom fall further down, because we can kick back an Hashem. So they almost said, listen, we'd rather not this risky opportunity than, God forbid, falling off the boat and not having the emunah and bitachon that we're supposed to, and then ruin our eternity further than it would have been if we didn't have the suffering. So this is the Maharal's response. And you know, if we had the choice to choose whether we are to experience and endure suffering, then this will be relevant. But the bottom line we learn from here, we don't choose if we're going to experience suffering. We experience suffering when Hashem wants us to experience and endure suffering. But once it's there, just to realize that you literally got the opportunity in the highest of the highest of the highest of places, to reach the highest of places, when a person stops, and just like you're doing, which is absolutely incredible, and there's a billion levels, but just literally what you're doing, you're trying to tap into into emunah and bitachon, to whatever capacity you have. And already what the fact that you're trying to be mindful of it, you're seeing Hashem in your life, you did what you did now, which I'll talk about in a moment. That is, in terms of your dedication and commitment to emunah and bitachon, that is absolutely incredible. It shows you a tremendous success story in the highest possible thing in this world, in emunah and bitachon. So you're suffering tremendously, but you're remembering, even if at times you feel like you expressed, you feel like you just don't want to talk to Hashem, you're super angry at Hashem, you're dropping all your commitments, etc. At times that happens. And I'm not saying that we don't need to strive to come back. We do need to, of course, but the way that you've done it is absolutely incredible. You've come back, and not only that, you're even in the dark times, you're looking for Hashem, you're really genuinely searching for that emunah and that bitachon, which is really humbling for all of us, just to be inspired to do the same. So that's just to realize sometimes specifically the reason that you have that challenge is only because of the holy neshama that you have, as well as realize that the opportunity that you have to capitalize on when you do succeed in having even a little bit of emunah and bitachon and bringing Hashem a little bit into your life is just beyond words what you're doing, and you're doing that. So we don't wish the yisurin and the suffering on ourselves because it's too much to handle sometimes, but once it's there, when you respond in the way that you're doing, just bringing emunah and bitachon into your life, responding with emunah and bitachon to the best of your capacity, it's not going to be like that every day. Some days you are going to feel like you just want to fall off, you just do fall off, but just bring it in a little bit whenever you can. That is a tremendous success story beyond words. And that's success for eternity, the real thing that counts. And the second thing that I'd like to share is, you shared such a beautiful story, personal story that you had, that literally, you were literally so, so out of money to the point that you you could not pay your electricity bill, which is something, really, really challenging. And at that point, you had reached out to some people, and then you just decided, you know what, I'm stopping everything. I'm not reaching out to anyone else. I'm just putting this in completely in Hashem's hands. To the point that, I mean, you expressed very strong words to me, to the point that you said that if Hashem does not sort out my electricity bill, I'll just give all my food away to someone who has a fridge, to my neighbor who has a fridge, and I'll accept it, and I'll move on. You had accepted it, but you said you're just going to rely on Hashem. You're not doing anything else. And literally, as you expressed that second, someone, a family member texted you that now they're going to help you out financially. And although you're not back on your feet completely, but you saw Hashem's light tremendously, and you were actually practically helped, in a reasonable way that helped you already to get in a good direction back on your feet. Whilst at the same time, even more than that, you just saw very clearly how when one relies on Hashem with absolute sincerity, Hashem comes through. And this is exactly the point. And this is, again, intertwines, comes back to the yisurin, the suffering. Sometimes, I once had the privilege to talk to someone who was going through tremendous, tremendous challenges, and they expressed that the levels that they reached in emunah and bitachon were impossible to get to for someone who did not experience and endure the suffering they went through. It's just, as much as a person might try, it's impossible to get that high in emunah and bitachon. And we have a premise for this idea of in numerous Torah sources. So what you experienced in the story, in this episode of your life, which is so incredible, more than even the money you received and the help you received, but just seeing Hashem so loud and clear that He's there for you was just a complete reliance on Hashem, which is a tremendous, tremendous level of bitachon. Even if it was something small for a few seconds that you managed to do, some people can never do this in their whole life, and this is an amazing thing. And sometimes, specifically because a person's going through this intense suffering, they have that ability to go to those places of absolute bitachon in Hashem. So obviously, there's a lot more, and the bottom line I can just say is, we can all just daven for one another. And Mezrat Hashem, we should daven that we should all just receive smooth, sweet things in this world and have the parnasa we need and everything else. Whilst at the same time, it's so inspiring to see how you're using your challenges not only to cope. You're using emunah and bitachon not only as a coping mechanism for your challenges, but rather using your challenges as an opportunity to really rely on Hashem. And not only that, you literally saw such a beautiful experience of the way we taught bitachon. that the Sfarim teach us, Bitachon works, that if somebody relies on Hashem with absolute sincerity, Hashem will come through for you without a shadow of a doubt. And Bezrat Hashem, it should happen in many, many other areas of your life. Hashem should just bless you in all areas to live in a way that you can have everything you need, all the paranos that you need, in a smooth, happy way, whilst at the same time you should continue to live with the amazing emunah and Bitachon that you already have, and more Bezrat Hashem.